If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
I was going to say, I'm Cammie. I'm Taryn. And every night we have sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. So grab your dildos and your hats.
Wow.
What your sleeping hat.
There we go.
And join us.
Except for it is morning. It's like 7 a.m.
Yeah. The reason I'm now trying to like switch up our little intro is because I started using ChatGPT, which is like AI chat.
It is so good.
It's crazy. And you can say like, "Hey, my fiance and I have a podcast that's supposed to be like a sleepover. Would you write an intro for us?" And it wrote a far better intro than anything I could have written.
It's next level good. I actually don't really understand how this works. I mean, I get AI, but I'm like, this AI is just like witty, charming, intelligent.
She's funny.
But humble. Like, okay. She's a genius.
I said, this is a different one. It like, for some reason, it like canceled and rewent. But I said, create a funny introduction about my podcast called Staying Up, which is where we invite listeners to stay up with us for a weekly weekover. They said, "Welcome to Staying Up, the podcast where bedtime is for quitters. Grab your blankets, pillows, and snacks because we're inviting you to a weekly sleepover with us. We'll keep you company late into the night with our musing stories and games, so don't even think about hitting that snooze button. Because let's face it, who needs REM when you have us? So join us every week as we battle through the night staying up."
That's cute. I do prefer the first one.
Yeah.
The other one you had, you don't have it anywhere?
No, she gone.
Oh, she dead and gone.
She ran into the night.
It was so funny. It was just like, I don't know. I wish I remembered it. I am debating not letting it do it, but having it assist me in writing our vows.
Honey, you know how upset I would be?
How would you know?
If I ever found out, that would be such a bummer.
But it's a lot of people have like a professional writer. You are a professional writer.
Most people.
I'm not.
Most people are not. 99%
of my wife is. My future wife.
You think that my vows are going to be...
They're going to be so good.
They're not. They're pretty basic. I've already started. Well, I've been working on them over years.
I have like lists and lists of
things. The end? I'm really excited for you to hear the end.
Oh my God. A little sneak peek?
No.
Just not with me. Tell people.
No, because I don't even think you'll remember it. It was just something from a very small thing that I immediately texted myself and I was like, "End your vows like this."
Aw. I feel like you've read that to me before.
Maybe.
Guess we'll find out in how many days?
My phone's up there. 52 or 51.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Oh my God, my hair looks crazy. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm sorry. I'm about to go get my hair done this morning, so I didn't want to do anything to it, but woo!
I hope we sound good this far away. You think we do?
Yeah, I keep trying to like sit up.
Yeah, let's sit up.
Guys, the chronicles of us trying to find out our situation keep changing, but Taryn made a good point before we jumped on the call saying that, like, other than it's not the lighting, it's not the audio, we don't feel comfy. Like, we're sitting in our dining chairs that are, like, not the comfy coziest. I like working from these chairs because I, like, sit upright and feel, like, focused. It's a sleepover. I want to, like,
I want to be lounged.
So
I want to, like, be lounging, like, run into the closet for a quickie.
Wait, what?
Like, you know, sleepover shit.
You know, typical girly sleepover.
Typical girls at a party.
You know, I shared that I had sleepovers where, like, the girls would, like, practice kissing and silly, goofy girl stuff. And I feel like, have you never had those experiences of, like, your girlfriends in the friend sense, like, actual girls who are friends at sleepovers getting, like, a little raunchy, a little risque?
My girlies were, like, kind of slutty. Like, they were already doing it. They didn't need to practice.
Yeah. At what age?
Junior high.
Yeah. Junior high. I've never called it that.
What do you call it?
Middle school.
Oh, junior high.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I was, think of who I was friends with before my Christian friend group. Do you know?
That's interesting. Yeah.
I don't want to say names.
Just no, I know.
But,
I
like, know. They were...
Yeah, they were having...
They were party girls. They were having a good old time. Like,
you should say their names. They're great.
Look them up.
Yeah, so, like, I guess, yeah, they weren't like, girls.
No.
Truth or dare, let's kiss. They were just like, I'm sneaking out and going to Brian's house and macking over there.
I do remember, I don't think it was an orgasm, but I do remember the first time that I, like, felt funny feelings. And it was at a sleepover. And
what were y'all doing?
We were flipping through the TV and porn was on one of the channels. Yeah. Like, this is when we were younger and, like, I don't know if porn is still on TV, but, like, something was on that resembled porn. And I have said this in previous episodes, never watched porn even to this day. This is the only clip I've ever seen of it.
Wow.
And I remember, I don't remember there being a guy, but I definitely remember there being a girl.
You're like, I don't know who else is there, but she was there.
And my sweet little open self was like, we like watched like 10 seconds of it and then like flipped it. And I was like, did that make anybody else feel funny?
Oh, so you weren't having an orgasm. You weren't like touching yourself.
You know, I don't think you have to be touching yourself to have an orgasm.
That's like an incredible skill though that people work decades at achieving.
But I wasn't like freaking out. Like, guys. No, I wasn't doing that. But I like got tingly.
Yeah, you had fanny flutters.
You
just turned on.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Maybe freshman year or something.
Yeah, and you were like, whoa.
And I was like, that was crazy. And then everyone called me a lesbian. Everyone was like, oh my God, Taryn, you liked that? You lesbian. And I don't know if this is like my ego that is telling me that I did this, but I feel like I ran upstairs.
Oh, babe. Yeah. Isn't that crazy that that was like such an insult when we were growing up? Oh my God, are you a lesbian? You're like, we were watching Bring It On. And that era of movies that were like cult favorite classics that I remember loving are so fucking offensive now.
Yeah.
In a million and one ways. But like them using like, I think they called, what's her name?
Missy?
An Uber dyke?
Big dykey loser. Yeah. That's what they call her.
But then, and then they call her an Uber dyke. You're like, oh, because she's an Uber dyke. And the way she says it, I think the first time I watched it, which was like, what, elementary school, I didn't even hear the words she said because she says it kind of funny, the Uber dyke.
She's like, Uber dyke. Like, it's like...
Yeah, I thought it was like a word. I thought it was one word.
Yeah.
Like, Uber dyke. And I was like, why do I not know this term?
Yeah.
But it's so sad that like, I know you kind of didn't really even realize that you had feelings for girls until later, but it really does mess with you having people be like, you're not this, right? Don't be this. Like, ooh, are you?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It was stupid.
But I'm glad you had that fun little one-time experience watching porn at a sleepover. Sleepovers are amazing.
And that's why we have one.
Every with single you. Night. should we, speaking of fanny flutter, should we do our little activity
today? I'm absolutely down.
Should we jump in?
Is there anything else we need to like catch up on, catch the audience up on?
You know, I totally forgot. Taryn's going on a very fun little mother-daughter trip.
I am.
You want to tell the people?
My mom and I love Vegas, and not for like, obviously I'm going with my mom. We don't go clubbing and do the whole dress up.
No bondage bit. Dresses.
No bondage. Like, well, my mom.
Tequila shots.
She gets wild.
She don't get wild.
No, we just love going to like nice dinners, and we love gambling. And so that is what we do. And when the weather's nice, which I don't think it is right now, we just like lay out by the pool during the day.
Go to the spa.
Gamble, go to the spa, all that.
So
my mom wanted to do a little trip with me before I got locked up in the old ball and chain.
Which is so funny that you guys are doing like a trip before our wedding.
Yeah, I'm actually running away with my mom.
Yeah.
Well, not with my mom.
Well,
my mom is creepy. Helping me run away.
There
from you
go. There you go. Correct phrasing.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be so cute.
Yeah. So we go today and we go for a couple days. And my friend lives out there. So one of my best friends. So we're seeing him. And yeah, I love time with my mom.
Yeah. And you haven't had one-on-one time with your mom in forever.
Only when you're out of town.
Yeah. Her mom will come stay with her when I'm out of town. It's so sweet. They'll have like little sleepovers. It's really cute.
So that's the hot new thing that's coming down the pipe.
Yeah. And Taryn and I have realized that we have never gone on vacation, just the two of us.
You guys, how?
Never.
New tea is that?
It's so crazy. I mean, we haven't been traveling as much. We got together right before COVID, and then obviously weren't traveling during COVID, and then like bought our house. And we've been on vacations, but with your family. So I feel like whenever there were so many vacations coming up, it was like really hard to make time just for us to go somewhere. I don't know. It's so weird. I like actually can't understand it.
We've only done vacations where we meet people there.
Yeah.
We go with my parents, or we go with my family, or we go with friends.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And the first one that we have is going to be our honeymoon.
We went with the dogs to Big Bear.
That doesn't count.
It wasn't like travel. Like we didn't fly.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But we just booked our honeymoon.
It was like a staycation. Yeah, we were so excited. We hadn't booked our honeymoon. And that's like, I feel like the question that I get asked the most often about wedding planning. Like, what are you guys doing for your honeymoon?
It's so much pressure, y'all. It's not worth it.
Yeah, the idea was not worth it.
The pressure
of
people being like, are you going to go to Prague?
I was like, the pressure of a honeymoon. I was like, what pressure?
Don't go.
But we kind of decided that originally that we were just going to lump our honeymoon into our trip to Italy for two of Taryn's friends' wedding towards the end of the year in the fall.
Our friends.
But we were originally going to do that and just lump it in because, like, we're going to Italy. So romantic and just easy to get anywhere once you're in Europe. It's just, like, easy to bop around Europe. But we were like, we're planning this massive wedding and it's super fun but also stressful. We don't want to just like have the wedding and then that's it, it's over. We don't go like just celebrate us too. Like the wedding is very much about the family and our communities coming together and our friends coming together. You know what I mean? Like that is what a wedding is for. Like,
no, I'm literally laughing at like our communities coming together. Not that that's a cheesy thing to say. It's just
very
that,
religious.
No, it's just like, that is so funny that that is what it is.
Yeah, that's like literally what
and
weddings
the term
are doing.
Communities, this is so
weird. It is weird. But that is what it is. Because like, I don't like just say, I don't want to have to list off like family, friends.
Totally.
Coworkers, blah, blah, blah. But it's our lives just coming together and the people in our lives, more importantly, coming together. Wake up,
I keep
baby.
Yawning.
So we're like, okay, we need a moment just the two of us. So my parents have volunteered to stay with our dogs and watch them for the week. So we are gonna hightail on out of here, have a sexy romantic getaway, sleepover on steroids party.
Hot.
Yeah.
And we're going to Mexico. We're going to Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
That feels okay to say.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Why? We originally were like, you know, is someone choking over there?
Yeah, Ricky's.
One of our sleepover guests is choking on a tree. We, you know, when you think about your honeymoon, you're thinking about like, I don't, maybe Mexico is a normal honeymoon destination.
I think it's pretty normal, but like what we had talked about, we were talking about like Europe. We were talking about
the Bahamas. Like,
where were we saying that we wanted to go? Shoot,
Lisbon.
No. We were literally, like, we asked...
The Maldives?
No. European city.
Where Lisbon is. Portugal.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You're right. We were talking about Portugal. Like, something a little more grand. But this is our, like, pre-honeymoon. We just want... I don't want to go to a city and explore. I'm going to be tired.
Oh, absolutely.
Choked on it. I'm so tired.
We're going to be on our periods.
Yeah, we're going to be on our periods. We're going to be, like, over-socialized. We just want to eat food, drink... lay out, be together, like,
yeah,
that's all I want.
We found a hotel that is like, we splurged, so we chose a simple destination, because it's very easy to get to Cabo from LA.
Oh, it's so close, it's crazy.
And it's like a 2.5 hour flight, and then we splurged on where we're staying, and it is...
But we had so many credit card points. Yeah. Oh my God. I wish I had advice for credit card points of like, do this, do that. I've just had the same credit card like my entire life, and I pay everything on there and then pay it off with my debit card, and I've never touched my points.
And we got like first class flights with our points.
We're fancy.
We gonna be flying.
The doctor freaked out. Sorry. This is the downside of recording in the morning. Like,
but this is also the joy of being at a sleepover at our house.
Yeah. You feel like you're right here with us. The dogs are barking.
I'm going to shut the door.
Speaking of the dogs, I had the scariest dream last night that they're going to freak out at you. The delivery person, I ordered like Postmates or something, and the delivery person tried to kill me. It was so scary. And I was like, Frank, attack.
And I had a really sexy dream that kept getting interrupted by my mother.
Oh, God, babe. That is... You gotta stop saying it. That's so... That's like
stop saying
so
it. Like,
scary.
I woke up and I'm like, babe, my mom was there.
I know, but it's making me cringe. Like, and you told me this morning about it and, like, led with all the, like, good parts. And you're like, but then, like, every couple minutes, my mom kept coming in. I was like, what?
I mean...
That is not a dream. That's not, like, a sexy dream. That is a nightmare. Would of like you, your parents walking in on you? Oh.
What if we could only have sex, but 50% of the time, one of our parents walks in?
No. Do they see anything?
Who knows?
No. No.
You wouldn't.
Would you rather? No, I would. I would get used to it eventually, I'm sure. 50% of the time, hey, I'd be Nina. Like, what's up, Nina? Would you rather your parents walk in on you or you walk in on your parents?
I think it'd be sweet to walk in on my parents. Comparatively.
Taryn.
No, like, they Taryn. Made me. They made you doing that.
You need to go to therapy.
They made you.
It would be sweet to walk in.
I would love to know that my parents are still having sex.
That you can know?
I don't know until I see it.
No. This is horrifying.
I'm joking. I don't want to see it, to be fair. I'm just saying if it was one or the other, I don't want them to see you sat on me. Versus like seeing my mom and dad in their old little bodies kissing. That's fine.
Why? They're not just kissing.
What do you think they're doing?
I don't know. They're, I said
what do you,
walk
what
in
do you
on them.
Picture when you
I
picture
don't, because I'm not the one with the issues here. Let's play our game. I gotta stop talking about this. Gross.
Today's...
Wow, that was like a...
Today's sleepover activity is show the audience who are so kindly watching on YouTube.
Sexy truth or dare. Except for we can't do dares. Obviously.
Yeah. So we're doing sexy truth or truth.
Yeah. And the dogs desperately want back inside. So, I don't know if you guys could hear Riggy's little tap. She's so handsy. She like swats the door when she's ready. Okay. I think there's a truth and a dare on both. I think just one side's truth, one side's dare. So.
Yep.
You first, me love.
How do you want to do it?
Just pick one and read the truth.
Do you have to answer every single one that is asked?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think this through. You should have done this at night and you had to like take a shot if you didn't want to answer it.
But we're not drinking, so it wouldn't have been
I know.
Fun either.
Okay.
Oh! Okay, you can't skip any.
Okay. Could you like yours?
Truth. What do you think is your very best sex move What would you name it?
You're just so excited to answer that.
It's for you.
It's for you. I said you go first.
To draw for you.
No, honey, that's yours.
No.
Babe, that's how, yes.
That's not how it works.
You picked your truth. Go. Let you can't skip it. Any.
No, I'm skipping it.
Taryn! Tell us your favorite sex move.
No,
what would
why
you name
are
it?
Your rules winning?
Because that's what, because I started the game.
Okay, I'm going to flip this. Red.
That's dare.
No, I know, but since our rules are equal, we are equals in this relationship.
Okay.
I'm going to flip this. If it lands on red up, then the drawer of the card.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead. You're just going to put it down.
No, I'm not. I'm going to flip it. If it hits red up, you have to answer.
Okay. You got to like really actually properly throw it. No, you're throwing it down.
All right, fine. what do you like most about yourself? Okay.
No. You're such a shit.
As if I didn't just read it out loud. Okay, what do you think is your very best sex move?
What's your move, baby?
I don't think I have a move.
Wow. That's sad.
Do you have a move? You have a signature move?
It doesn't say signature move.
Calling anything that you do, isolating anything is so silly to me.
Yeah. I don't think I want you to answer it, actually.
So
now that I'm like, I have answers for you.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't think they're appropriate to say on air. Maybe pick another one.
Can you whisper it to me? Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that is fun.
I think that.
Okay, okay.
And it would, okay, you know what? We're not going to tell you what it is, but we're going to give it a name. Do you have a name that you would call that?
The old flip and finish that.
The old flipperoo.
The old flipperoo.
Okay. Good job.
We have to answer some of these out loud.
Well, we should. Your turn. I don't think we read these prior. I think they're quite raunchy. If you could have sex with me anywhere in public, where would it be?
See, this really is hope proof our parents that you're supposed to read a question and the other person is supposed to answer.
Okay, whatever. That's not how we were playing.
Okay.
And I did answer that one for you, so whatever. if you could have sex with me anywhere in public, where would it be? If I could have sex with you, anywhere in public. I feel like that's like a fantasy of mine in public, but something that I don't actually want to do because I would be so stressed out mm-hmm. if it was actually in public. Mm-hmm. Like I always thought like a park could be kind of cool. Like not a kiddie park, like a,
like a water park.
No. Like a, like just a big grass area.
Okay. But like an equestrian park.
What's that?
I'm just like horses. I'm no. just thinking of different kinds of parks.
No, like, you know, in San Francisco, they have like the big parks. Everyone's yeah. like drinking, hanging out. But I don't think I actually want to do that because I'd be so scared someone would see.
Yeah.
But like a park sounds dope.
It would also be such a bummer if like your sexy little moment became you being a sex offender.
Yeah. Like a kid runs by and you're like, oh my God. Terrible. I was not trying to call. Yeah. Yeah. But like my anxiety takes me out of that really quickly.
Where is the most public place you've had sex?
That was not the question.
I know. I'm just asking you as compadres.
Probably with you in that bathroom at that bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people there.
What was like a unisex bathroom? Yeah.
We christened one of the bathrooms of WeHo. If you ever get up.
It wasn't in WeHo.
Wasn't it?
No. It was in the Valley.
What bar?
Who were you at? Look, girlfriend, boys. Pick one. I'm mad at you now.
No, I don't know where I am ever. You know that.
Yeah.
Where were we?
I don't want to say the place. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay. Pick one.
Firefly or whatever?
Baby.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you know what? I once saw people having public sex. And
juicy.
It was so my parents, when what? I went to school, I went to college in Arizona.
Yeah.
And my parents came to visit and they booked a hotel room for me and some friends.
Yeah.
And so we had like a fun, like out of the dorms, whatever, hangout at yeah. this hotel. And we went out at night to like walk. I think it was either dinner time or like right after dinner. And this couple was, I wish I had a picture. It was so fucking funny. Literally. The woman.
Yeah.
So the rooms like backed up onto like a big grass lawn, like kind of like a golf
course. So they were in their hotel room.
No. Oh. But the rooms had a wall, kind of like my parents' house in the desert.
Yes,
it was a wall,
yes.
And then it's public.
Got it.
They were on the grass. She was like, she was like filleted on the ground.
Oh my God.
And he was butt ass naked on top of her, little all his limbs. And he's like, ee, ee, ee.
Like the Energizer Bunny vibe.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh my God.
Broad daylight? And we walked like early night and we walked by and we
and didn't say anything?
Crying laughing.
Do they see you? They wanted you to see them.
I think they wanted it. Yeah. It was like clear that they were having like a little getaway.
My God. Oh,
so anyway, I will never forget that man's like frog-like
just
back.
Yeah. That is horrifying. I was talking to Heather, my friend from back home and first roommate when I moved to LA, about this time. I don't know how we didn't like call the police, but we were walking back into our apartment and it was like a complex where the center is like open air, like an atrium kind of vibe. And we're walking up the stairs to our apartment and the one next to us, but lower, the guy is on his sofa with the blinds open, jerking off. And there was like four or five of us walking into the apartment. I think we came back from the grocery store.
I thought you were going to say there was four or five of them in
there. No, no, just him alone. Like he had a family, kids.
Aww. And he needed a minute.
No, honey, why are you saying aw? He's curtains open, jerking off, looking at us, not stopping, just going
okay,
at it.
That's
we
bad.
Get inside. We tell Heather's sister, Olivia, we're like, Liv, you have to see us. We're dying laughing. The walls are paper thin there, so he hears us cracking up. And he's just there like, it was so horrifying. And he lived right next to us. Like, why did we not do something about that? Anyways, go ahead.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. My truth is what's one place, this is my truth. I'd like to speak
your truth,
my truth to all of you. What's one place you'd love me to take you for some oral pleasure?
That's the same as like.
That's like, where do you want to
have sex? New one.
Okay. I had an answer, but.
Oh, go ahead.
Like in the car.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
Okay.
Dope.
Do I go again now?
Yeah, you might as well. That's like repetitive.
This is stupid.
Don't pick a different one. We can be picky because some of them are just dumb.
If you had to choose one position to have sex in for the rest of your life, what would it be? Doggy.
So quick. So quick with it. Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
What would yours be?
Honey, that's not how this works.
I want to talk to you.
I don't know. Probably same. As long as like you can both do it. You know?
Then you know what? I know where I want you to give me oral. Dog park. Dude, we're feeling funny this morning.
I love recording in the morning. Oh my God. What turned you on most the first time we had sex? Oh my God. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to say it. Also, I really hope our parents aren't listening to this episode.
We
so
can tell them this is not the episode.
If you guys,
to.
If you guys are, I think let's just call it Mom, Dad, don't listen. And maybe they won't.
That's cute. Good name.
Thanks. My fiance's copywriter. So I think what turned me on the most about the first time we did the deed is the fact that we were trying not to do the deed. We were like, let's take it slow. We had been friends for so long that once we like crossed that boundary, we were like, no, let's just date for a while. Let's not do anything physical. Which, like, why we made that rule, I have no idea. It was so pointless.
Yeah.
But I think we wanted to, like make it more meaningful, which, of course, it was meaningful. We were friends for 5 years. Like, of course, it wasn't just, like, a sexual thing. But for some reason, we were like, no. We have to hold off. And I think, and then we were just, like, laying in bed being so silly, playing games. And, like,
we just had, like, the ultimate sleepover.
Yeah. Like, could not have been more emotionally connected in those moments.
Yeah.
That it just, like, made me want to more. And then, like, you were holding out better, I think. And being like, no, we can't. And then, like,
we were kissing and stuff. We just said, let's not have sex on our first date.
Yeah.
Which feels okay.
Yeah, totally. But I was like, I get it, but why? And then we, like, kept having those conversations of, like, for what? And then it got like hours later, we were like, yeah, but why?
Yeah, and then it was.
And then we did.
Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, a couple more?
couple more?
Three more each?
Sure, do it.
What's the quickest quickie you've ever had?
Ooh, quickest quickie.
Probably any time we're like traveling with other people and like sharing space. I feel like we like quickly do it in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like just
we wrap this shit up, get it out, go.
Like sometimes you don't even mean to. You're just like, you're here, I'm here, we're both naked. Just a little.
And things, it's like, gotta go. Things slip into place.
Ew. Would you rather have sex on a boat or a rooftop? Oh my gosh, por qué no los dos?
Seriously,
baby.
Sexy. Did we have sex on that boat? We didn't.
We did.
Really?
We did? We didn't.
I don't think we did. What losers are we?
I think I'm gonna go rooftop. Mm. Yeah. Unless it could be like we're alone on a stunning yacht on top of the yacht.
Yeah.
You know, like the little like rooms, not as sexy as it seems.
They're very small.
Yeah. But on top of it, like anchored in the middle of like some beautiful sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on a yacht, our family friend's yacht. That was probably one of the nicer yachts we'll be on in our lives.
Yes, absolutely.
And the room.
Yacht rooms are just.
It's not the vibe. Like, well, they're not bad
the
rooms.
The primary bedroom is a vibe.
Is a vibe.
But it's just hard. I mean, boats are small, even like very nice, expensive boats, except for like the ones on Below Deck.
Yeah.
Those are like.
Below Deck?
Below her mouth. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh my god, it's so intense.
Is it a porny?
No, it's just like a lesbian movie, but it's like, well, yeah, it basically is a porn.
What was your first introduction to a sex toy? Back massager when I was young.
Classic. Was it your parents' back massager?
I cannot confirm or deny.
No!
Isn't everyone's? What kid has a back massager?
I don't know, but I would not. No.
Oh, baby. It was the family back massager.
Did you get rid of it? No, she didn't. That face said no.
No one used it.
Sure.
No one used it the way I used it.
Have you ever had a sexual moment at the office? Every day, baby. Home office.
Have you, though? Like, previous office days.
I never had an office.
I mean, not office, but like when you worked in buildings.
When did I work in buildings?
When you worked at Nordstrom.
Did not have a sexual experience in Nordstrom. And then I worked at another.
This just in. Cammy did not have a sexual experience at Nordstrom.
I guess the most office-y building is when I worked at this company called ModCloth in Pittsburgh, where I was like taking the photographs for the website.
Were you taking sexy photos?
Yeah. The most handsy I got were with mannequins, dressing them, undressing them. Pinning, stuffing.
Wait, you're telling me that the most handsy that you got was with the mannequins and not the woo mannequins?
What? Oh, honey. I think I just spit on you. Next. Last ones.
Again, what's the most taboo place you want to have sex? It's like,
whoever made the
get
game
creative,
is like,
losers.
Yeah. No.
This one makes me cringe-o.
You don't have to answer it.
What's your favorite body part for me to nibble on?
Ew, nibble. Nibble. But answer. Okay.
Wait, what's it asking? Who's me?
What, you. What part of your body do you like me to nibble on?
Make a little cheek.
Like, mine's my neck.
Yeah, my.
What if you're like
my dick?
Dick. Oh my god. I feel like I know yours.
I have options.
Tell
I love
people.
It all.
Oh,
my neck, my ear.
I think it's
my
your
back
ear.
When you kiss like the back of my shoulders.
But that's not nibbling.
When you nibble on the back of my
shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, ears.
Ear. It's ear.
Until I got shingles. Now it always kind of.
Oh, you do kind of like. Now.
Yeah, this year. Well, it's just the nerves are always going to be a little messed up.
I'll just do that one then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, it's not the ear with the piercing.
Got it.
That's okay. The free ear is.
But I can't tell because you never have an earring in.
So it's like, I always have an earring in. I've never taken this out.
I was thinking about your nose hole.
I she also
did it. Yeah. It's kind of part of your body now.
It's part of my body. I've never. I don't think I can take it out. It's who I am. Whoever wrote this is disgusting. The back of it says, divulge your secret fantasies and act out your wildest dreams. These are
so dumb. They either are so lame or so raunchy.
They're from 2011.
Which of my moves gets you the absolute hottest?
Okay, so that's my moves.
The same.
It's the same, same
thing as your signature.
The flipperama.
The flip-de-dip-de-doo. Yeah. What's your favorite time of day for getting doughty? I think like all time favorite is the morning.
Always. It's so great.
But, like, I feel like that opportunity, that's why, like, I'm so excited for vacation. Like, I feel like our mornings aren't conducive for that.
Yeah, right now, they're
not. You know?
Yeah.
But that is, like, my all-time favorite. But it just, like, the dogs are in bed with us in the morning.
Yeah.
If we don't get out of bed when they get out, they're, like, mad at us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like we have fucking children. Okay.
Wow, that was so fun. I learned so much about you.
Yeah, so much.
I hope you guys felt like you were at a sexy sleepover.
Sexy sleepover.
Oh my God, it's the recording's at 33 minutes. That's very cute.
Wow, that is fate. I also need to leave so soon.
Okay,
do we have our Scandi story?
My phone is up there recording us.
Oh, I'm not logged into the email. Ooh. Is the problem. Oh, shoot.
We were going to get our Scandi sleepover.
Let me grab my computer.
Well, wait, my iPad's right there. Maybe that'll work. Cammy, entertain them.
Just like a little segue music. Oh, we need.
Turns out my iPad's dead.
Okay.
You entertain them. I need to pack for Vegas today.
Baby. They don't care about our to-do list.
They listen to a podcast called Staying Up With Us, where we literally just say
I
shit.
I know, but I don't really care that we need to pack.
I hate packing. Does it get easier?
Whoa, what is wrong with my thing? Look at that. Okay, we'll worry about that later.
Dude, the lighting has changed so dramatically on this YouTube recording.
I cannot see anything. I should have shut those lights.
I hope this chaos is enjoyable for y'all.
Oh, okay. Question, handling religious family judgment?
Ooh.
Or
is there like a sexy question? No.
Just or advice for a lost. I'm just reading the titles. Advice for a lost 21-year-old kid. Pick one.
Hi, Smidge.
Hurry.
If it's red, we go religion. No, do the other one.
Okay. Advice for a lost 20-year-old kid.
Hit me.
Okay.
I could cancel the trip and we could try to find them.
Oh my god. Okay, so for some context.
What are we looking at?
21-year-old, mm-hmm. She, her, mm-hmm. Kind of closeted to the world, but out to my close friends. Classic.
That's a vibe. I love that vibe.
I was madly in love with my best friend from college, and we dated for 7 months, and then we broke up, and my little gay heart shattered into a million pieces. I'm so sorry.
Here, look, we're picking it up.
Yeah. No one misses that feeling, but everyone goes through it. And I promise to never love anyone ever again. Also,
we all be doing that.
This happened in December 2021. This was my first ever relationship. And ever since that ended and my friendship with her got fucked up, I just started avoiding numbing my emotions because they became too much to deal with anyways.
Yeah.
And it's been working. Like, I keep myself occupied. I do not entertain thoughts. I strongly avoid introspection or anything that might invoke emotions because, ew. The life balance wheel made me reflect for the first time, and I don't know. I just feel super lost and behind in life, and my love slice was at a 1.
Love slice. She said love slice.
Yeah, or 7 because the lack of a romantic relationship seemed to be peaceful. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever love anyone again, and just the thought of dating again makes me so anxious and scared. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what did your life balance wheel look like when you were in your early 20s? I just feel stuck and alone. I don't know. Any advice would be super appreciated. Thank you for being you and sharing a part of your lives on the internet. Love you. Yours, Kookily. And then their name, but I'm not going to say it.
Cute. Yours, all right, Kook.
Yeah, they asked to be anonymous, so we shall call her
Kook.
Kook. Hi, Kook.
Kook. to you, I say, I think that when you are lost, knowing that you're lost is scarier, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. reminding yourself that you're lost and being like, oh, I'm so lost. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has it figured out makes you panic more.
Yeah.
When in reality, you are not lost mm-hmm. at all, dare I say. I mean, I don't know you personally, but based on what you just told us, you are right where you should be in your life.
Yeah.
And she said she's in her 20s?
21.
21.
Yeah.
Bro, 21, I don't even know what loss could look like.
I just started thinking about my 21st birthday and how different my life was.
Oh my God. Horrible. I was almost engaged to a man. I was in Vegas mm-hmm. with my family and my boyfriend at the time.
The time you lost your wallet?
The time I lost my wallet. So if that isn't lost for you, I don't know what is. But
you weren't because...
But I wasn't.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because that was just where my life was taking
me. Part of your journey.
So I understand that there is pain and confusion where you are at this time mm-hmm. because you look around and everyone looks like they have it together. But we get DMs all day long.
Yeah.
And no one feels like they have it together, especially in their 20s. Oh my God. The 20s is meant for this.
Yeah. I'm so not worried about you. Like reading that, yeah. I'm not worried. I'm like, as soon as I started reading, I was like, yeah. Totally, 100%. When I turned 21, I was with my first girlfriend ever who cheated on me throughout the entire relationship. I was miserable, but I thought that that was my only option from my hometown, only person I would ever find. And like, I felt like, and I, same as you, I was half closeted. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends knew, some didn't. My family probably knew, but I hadn't told them. And I had no idea the heartbreak I was going to go through numerous times after that. And I think the only difference in my journey was that, like, I've never had the willpower that you have to, like, close yourself off to people.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'm going to push back on you to do. Like, don't stop living because of the pain. Like, pain in life is kind of... a really beautiful part of life. Like having that journey, you really start to appreciate the people who don't cause you that pain. You appreciate the good relationships because of the pain. Like you don't stop living just because you've gone through something like that. Like you, it's gonna make you stronger. It's gonna make you a better partner. It's gonna make you know what kind of partner that you want. You're 21. You are not lost. If you had it together, I'd be like, what is wrong with this person? And you're probably going to freak out in 10 years because you think you have it together and you definitely don't.
Also, like if everyone that was in pain closed themselves off, there would not be a single open person on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone's got something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like an old person when I say stuff like this, but like I cannot express to you how much time helps. Mm-hmm. And I know that you are the oldest that you've ever been, so you feel old. Mm-hmm. But your 20s, I almost knew less in my 20s than I feel like I knew when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like you get so much opportunity and all this stuff. And now social media, you see everything and every ways that you could be living your life and all stuff. It's just like, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I cannot express enough how you are right where you should be. If you care, if you try manifestation, I don't know if that's your vibe. Wake up every day and go, I'm right where I should be. Mm-hmm. What's today have in store for me? What am I going to learn today? Instead of, I'm closing myself off. I need to protect myself. I need to da 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 da. Just say, okay, I'm in a more protective part of my journey. And that's okay. But what could come of today for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just do that until you're 30.
Yeah. You are going to look back at this time in your life eventually and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I dwelt on that for so long. Like,
yeah.
I love the TikTok trend right now where it's like my 21-year-old self, our biggest fear came true. My 6-year-old self, sharks came out of the tub and like ate me, or like the girl from The Ring was actually hiding under my bed. Or it's so funny that our greatest fears at different stages of our life, we always look back and we're like, what? Like that's what I was scared of. And I think in a sense you could be like, oh my gosh, and we get scared of such bigger things. But it's not. Like, my fear of, like, the Chucky doll was so much bigger than any fear I have now.
Yeah.
But it's all relative. And you're going to be just fine. You're going to find love. And you know what? I don't trust people who haven't gone through big heartbreak. Yeah. I'm like, that scares me when people haven't experienced that. So you're very trustworthy, Kooks. I love you. You're going to be just fine. All I can do is encourage you to open your little heart up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's the last thing I was going to say, is that, like, it's not all or nothing. It's not, like, closed to the world or completely open to the mm-hmm. world. There's, like, a million little steps in between. And so I think we would both encourage you to try to, like, begin to open up a little bit.
Tip your toes in the water.
Just little tiptoes, a little see where your intuition and your gut starts to, like, say, I'm not comfortable with that, or like, that is a little too much for me at the moment.
Yeah,
totally fine, listen to that. But like, it's not open or closed.
Yeah,
there's a million stops in between those two things. So,
and if you're not going to therapy, try it out. I think this is a perfect this is a perfect scenario for it, when it's really hard to process, like, what you should and shouldn't do, if you're protecting yourself or if you're holding yourself back. I think that's where therapists really, like, it's their bread and butter of kind of helping you distinguish the difference. So, best of luck, Kooks. We love you. Keep us posted.
Keep us posted. Reach back out in a little bit.
All right, guys. This was a shorter episode, but I got to go get my hair done, and Taryn's got to go pack for her wild Vegas trip.
My wild Vegas trip.
We love you guys so much. Thanks for staying up with us.
Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is.
And
he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the, like, competition of, like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince, and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality, or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding,
jewelry.
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket, is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.